kind of things. But as far as the mechanics of three-step ball out, you know, I mean, hip placement, pointing the toe, where the arm is, the elbow, all the things that Marty and Andy stress with all their quarterbacks, that really, they allowed it, Vince to kind of just throw it, you know, without really addressing it.
He's in the shotgun now, looking, he's got some time, steps up and runs, and this is something we know he can do. I get the idea that Marty and Doug Peterson and Andy would like to see him throw the football in these drills.
Well, I mean, that's what these drills are designed to do, and let's face it, I mean, in this league, guys don't get wide open. A lot of times, you just got to throw it to spots. You got to really trust the offense. You know, Mike trusted it last year, and he had his best year of his career. The offense is going to have players that are going to be open, but you got to be able to read it. You got to know where to go with the ball. It's got to be bang bang. I mean, you got to see it fast. And so, you know, for Vince right now, I think he's still struggling to see the speed of this offense and to understand where everybody's supposed to be.
You wonder if there's a little culture shock coming into this environment as Young takes the snap out of the shotgun, looks left, looking, and again steps up, and there's just no way he's going to have that kind of time. Is he reluctant to throw the football?
I think he's still, I think it's just very, very fast. I mean, I think it's a kaleidoscope and the reads and where the eyes got to be. And I mean, look, Marty's coaching him right now. You know, and that's what they got to do. He's got to coach him hard. You got to stay on him. And then, look, these preseason games are going to be important for Vince. You know, they're just flat out going to be important. Right? Whatever reps he can get right now, he needs to get.
I know you have your production meeting later today. You got a few days to prepare for Thursday night, Brian. But what do you want to see? What do you think is important for the head coach to see?
Well, first of all, it's brand new defense with different players. So you want to see guys get on and off the field. You want to see just the crispness of, okay, we're going dime package, nickel package, getting the right people on the field, on and off the field. I want to see this defense has got to play fast. They've got to get to the ball. It's been stressed since the first day here. No mini camps, no off season, of course. So how quickly can they start putting this defense together?
They certainly look fast in training camp, presented by Sports Authority here at Lehigh University. Now the threes are up. Mike Kafka running the three offense. Let's see some notable names out here on defense. Daniel Teo-Nessheim, third-round draft pick last year, lining up at right defensive end. He's played some left defensive end. The Eagles seem to settle on him at the right defensive end position. And then Phillip Hunt, who led the CFL in sacks last year, playing the left defensive end position. Eagles going inside with Derek Landry, as well as Newton inside. Kafka takes the snap, looks to the right side, and throws complete. And that is 270-pound Martell Lee from Michigan. Tight end here, trying to make the team. Tough, Brian, I think, in this environment, I guess. You tell me, for undrafted players who aren't getting a lot of reps here to really shine, to make teams.
Well, you know, it's a discussion that I've been having with coaches and general managers around the league in Baltimore, with the New York Jets, and because you got to have a certain amount of free agents that make the team. Andy has always had him. You see him out there on this field right now, but Andy's found him everywhere. Offensive line, Jamal Jackson, obviously. You know, I mean, you look at the guys that they had in the secondary for years, a lot of free agents, but you really need the reps. You needed the physical contact. The guys that, you know, that could prove that they were tough guys, that they could absorb a great deal of information and play fast. And a lot of that is going to be eliminated, but you know what? The good organizations, Dave, they always adjust. They always find a different way to evaluate guys. If they're going to put restrictions on them, then we have to do it a different way. You can't just say, throw up your arms and say, well, we can't do it the way we always have, so we're going to miss. You still can't miss on these guys. You got to figure out a way to get them to their opportunities.
All right, so we have special cat now. The Eagles have the football. I believe that's the 40-yard line. Yep. 1 minute, 40 seconds remaining on the clock. It'll be ones versus ones, and we've seen the Eagles work a lot in the 2 minute. Key to the 2 minute drill, Baldy.
Well, I mean, look, the season ended on a 2 minute drill last year. You know, I mean, I agreed with Mike's decision in Green Bay. They had Green Bay flat footed on the run. Look, it was the wrong throw, but to the right guy. And so,
could Riley Cooper have gone up and gotten that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, a veteran guy, you know, goes and you play defense if you're not going to get the ball. You got to adjust to it. Now, Mike had thrown that ball in practice that week to Riley a couple of times, he told me, and he trusted him to go get it. But they had Green Bay on the ropes at that point. So, I mean, the season ended on this drill. So, it's important. And the important here thing for offense is to get everything communicated quickly. and understand your assignment, because it's going to be hurry up. There's going to be fatigue. Get into the line of scrimmage. Get set. The last thing you want in a two-minute drill is a penalty.
Ball, the defensive tackle here, a couple things that I know is Anthony Hargrove, who was signed last week, veteran in the league, now lining up as a starter. Eagles using three cornerbacks. They are using Joselio Hansen in the slot, Namdi on the right side, Asante on the left side, Vic back to pass. He looks to the right. That's knocked down at the line of scrimmage.
Who got the ball there? Tony Hargrove got the ball.
What's he like?
He's a very explosive player. He may be, him and Colin Jenkins may be the best fit in Jim Washburn's system right here. He's been very explosive. And look, I mean, he's got a Super Bowl ring. Colin Jenkins got a Super Bowl ring. The two guys playing inside that have know exactly what it takes to get through the season and get to the postseason.
Have you figured out what Juan's trying to do with this defense?
Yeah. I mean, this is a cover two scheme. It's a front four dominant system. It's the same system that the Bears run, that Tennessee ran, that Tampa Bay won a Super Bowl with. It's going to be speed. The front four have got to rush the passer every play and then react off of rushing the passer.
Now, does that take advantage of having so much depth at cornerback? Is it built for having this kind of group? Do you have a lot of flexibility with Namdi and Asante and Dominique and all these cornerbacks here?
Yeah, I mean, it's a luxury. It's a good luxury. Asante will stay at left corner. That's where he's good at. But these corners and the size of these corners are important, because they don't have to cover for 4 seconds. They just got to be covered when the quarterback wants to throw the ball. So what Juan wants to do is take away the quick throws and allow that front to work. And if that quarterback has to double hitch with the ball, that rush has got to get to him.
Brian, we've talked about this, Casey Matthews at middle linebacker. How do you feel about it, as it is very apparent that they want to see what he can do?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it is the name on the back of the jersey, Dave. I think a lot of it is the bloodlines, the instincts that he shows. He plays with the hustle and the type of intensity that they're looking for. Now it's a question of trusting the defense, understanding it too. You can get people lined up. You got to be the quarterback there in the middle. And you got to get to the football. But I think the big question really for him and Jamar and Mosey is basically, how are they going to be in the run fits? You know, how are they going to be when teams are coming right at them? Exactly.
All right. Hey, Brian Baldinger, NFL Network. We'll see you on Thursday night. Thanks for joining us on the sidelines here.
All right.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
This aisle isn't big enough for two zeros.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Is that all you got?
I'm up to my knees in zero calories. Pepsi to the max, so let's drink all of these.
Snoop! Pepsi Max. Too much taste to be called a zero.
Saving for our child's college fund was getting expensive.
Yes, it was. So to save some money, we taught our 5-year-old how to dunk.
Scholarship! Honey, go get him.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For years, one rivalry has divided a continent. In this showdown, players become legends, and goals are remembered forever. USA, Mexico, age-old rivalry, brand new chapter. Cheer on your national team when the USA faces Mexico, Wednesday, August 10th at Lincoln Financial Field. For tickets, call Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
Yo, guys, football's back!
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Gotta go get a soda. Be right back.
Santa, my man.
Making a Pepsi.
Pepsi?
Yeah, Pepsi.
But Mr. Claus, I thought you had a deal with, you know.
I'm on vacation. Want to have a little fun.
Summertime is Pepsi time. Naughty.
Nice.
All right, we're talking Eagles linebackers here. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles strong side linebacker, weak side linebacker, one of the linebackers. I can't make any sense of what's happening out there. Moses Folku, everybody. Let's welcome the 10 here. What exactly are you right now, other than one of the three starters out on the field?
I am the weak side linebacker right
okay.
now.
Okay, so, but it doesn't seem like the traditional away from, you're away from the tight end.
Yeah.
Your responsibility is going to be a lot of crossing routes, backs out of the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea why you went from strong side last year to weak side this year?
In a sense, I think that Coach Juan wants to have the more, I guess, the faster guys on the outside to kind of play like safeties. And I think I did a pretty good job last year at helping stop the run. And in this defense, the wheel linebacker, which is the weak side, in essence, comes inside the middle a lot of times with a safety.
Okay.
Outside. So, although I'm the weak side, I'm also even like, you can even look at me as like a middle backer to kind of stop the run. So, I think that's what they were trying to go in that sense.
Is it a lot different, Moses? I mean, you spent 4 months basically, I don't know if you had a playbook or not, but kind of trying to wait for this thing to get done and then find out from Juan what defense you were going to play. Is it a lot different than what you did before?
It's a little bit different in terms of that I went from strong side to weak side. But other than that, I think the coaches really did a great job of trying to make things simple, keep repeating things every day over and over so it becomes muscle memory. But, you know, I think we're having fun out there and we're getting better every day.
Moses, the journey of an NFL player, look, it is not all about first-round draft picks and, you know, $30 million guaranteed money. Most of the players in this league climb the ladder, and you have done that. Seventh-round draft pick, Maryland, worked your butt off to make the team. You've been a starter here the last couple of years. Talk about getting to this point and then, you know, even working even harder to stay here.
Definitely. You know, my journey is, if you don't know it, you know, I've always had to climb and work for whatever I got. And it's just my life story. I like to battle. I like to work hard. And, you know, I found myself in a good situation here now with the Eagles as being a starting linebacker. And, you know, the NFL stands for not for long. So nothing's ever guaranteed. You got to fight every day. And especially in this defense, you know, Coach Juan likes playmakers, so if I don't do my job, you know, I might be out of there, too.
Yeah. Have you lived for your career kind of every day, like, feeling desperate, feeling urgent, feeling, you know, maximum effort or I could be gone?
In a sense, yeah. And, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. I love it like that.
Yeah.
It makes me who I am. It makes me work hard. And if I wasn't like that, I don't think I'd really appreciate what I have today.
Is that from you, or do you have a mentor who said, hey, this is how you do it, Moses?
I think that comes a little bit from me. You know, just got that inner hunger, that drive inside. And it's been keeping me going on for so long right now.
What is your favorite, as we watch some of the practice here, what is your favorite drill in practice? Is there one you say, all right? I mean, is it, because I always like watching, we film when you guys are covering backs and tight ends. I think that is a really fascinating drill, very difficult drill for you guys. But you always seem to get real physical and do a great job.
My favorite drill would have to be 9-on-7. It's a drill where you have 4 D linemen, 3 linebackers, and you're going against the offensive run game. And you really kind of test your manhood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's not pass. It's really just all physical. You got to come downhill, knock somebody in the mouth, get rid of the person, and get on to the ball. So I really look forward to 9-on-7.
Are you a violent person?
Only on the field. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of me in the street. Only on the field.
But if you're not violent, I mean, if you've got to get your aggression out somewhere. You got to be competitive, right?
Yeah.
So if you're not playing football, how are you competing?
How am I competing?
Are you letting it out any other way? 4.5 months of no football? How'd you let it out?
a lot of working out. I just like yoga, boxing this offseason, you know, went fishing. But a lot of working out and being patient.
Fishing is not.
It's a leisure, it's a leisurely thing, yeah. You know.
Any big catches you'd like to report to us?
Nothing.
Legal,
nothing.
Legal.
I caught like little sharks. You
did
know,
you really?
Nothing big.
Got to work on that, man.
Yeah.
How much weight have you gained in your NFL career?
Oh, let's see. I came in about 230 in my rookie season. I'm about 240, about 12 pounds.
And it's muscle. It's you're a physical beast now. You're faster,
yeah,
stronger.
Yeah, there you go.
You talk
go,
about
baby.
It every day. Get faster, get stronger.
Faster, bigger, stronger. Yeah, I think it can. You know, it comes with maturity, comes with age. But you can't. It's nothing you can really force and rush. But I think it's come on the right way, in a good way, and I move well at it.
Moses, there has been literally no tackling in practice yet. I mean, some thud. I mean, there's been, I guess, a couple of 9-on-7 drills, maybe where a guy went down. But Thursday night against the Ravens will be the first live 60 minutes of hitting. Is your body ready for that? Are you ready for the impact?
We definitely are ready. You know, the CBA has us doing these one padded practices a day, and I think coach is looking out for our well being in terms of not letting us tackle too much. And this Thursday night will be the first test of see how good of a tackling team we are, and I think we're very excited. We're eager, and it's going to show us, you know, if we need to improve on it and where we're at.
Do you think the Ravens are going to be a good test? Maybe they come in and try to pound the ball on you.
Definitely. You know, we know what the Ravens like. They like to pound the ball on you. They're a big offense. You know, they're going to test you, pound it, and it's going to be a good defense. Going to be a good test for our defense.
I was talking to a former player the other day who made the league as a late round draft pick, and he said that with this CBA, he would have never made a team. Because in practice, that's where he got his reps. And in preseason games, he didn't get his reps. And I wondered, if you had come in this year as a seventh-round pick, would it have been much more difficult to make the team, only having one practice a day?
Good question. I'd have to agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, they say stay in your playbook and, you know, get everything right when you get out there. But I always felt like the best way to learn is to do it.
Yeah.
And not having a lot of reps in terms of, you know, the rookies, you know, it's not really helping them at all.
Well, hey, it's going great for you. Show people the helmet. Now, there's no tackling, but the helmet is you're D-winged.
D-winged.
Yeah. How'd that happen? Somebody.
It was in one of our tackling or one of our warm-up tackling drills, and I guess, you know, they took one of my wings off, so now I'm only a one-winged eagle.
One-winged eagle. It's a beautiful thing. You know how many people? You know what people would do to get that helmet right now? They would bum rush the stage here for that.
I'm taking all bets. I'm taking all.
All offers. It was a tough 4.5 months. All right, so wait, before you go here, we've got a fan here. Tapman, come in here. Come on.
Chuck!
Let's see what he's got here. Now, we like to show Eagles fans in their true color here. So let's get in here, Tapman. Don't be shy. All right, so there's 73 tattoos.
73, yeah.
73, and he has asked Moses to sign on the body, that beautiful body.
I want him to sign right here. The
right where they live.
All right, we're going to win it.
All right, you got a pen or is it a
Sharpie?
Yeah, I got a black Sharpie.
Does this mean that now Moses is immortal?
I don't know.
Yeah. Does he ever take a bath? That's a great question.
Yeah.
He's actually a very normal guy, but let's see. This may be Moses. Maybe the most unusual place.
Whatever you want.
I mean, I've heard of, you know, all the stories about...
It's the craziest thing I've ever done.
Yeah. I've heard of females' chests.
Maybe,
yeah,
a female's chest, yeah. Right?
All right, here we go. The moment of truth on the Tatman's... Got to press down on it. It's not working. It's not coming out. What is this, Tat? Give me another Sharpie.
We need a black Sharpie.
We got a good wet black Sharpie. You got one?
One more try.
All right. This is the freak show of freak show. Here's what... It's okay. And there it is, the finished product. Beautiful job. Show it to the camera. Show it. Hey, Tatman, show it to the camera. Wait, hang on. Let's zoom in on that. And there you go, fresh tattoo. Moses Foku, 53.
Thank you very much.
Have a great team.
All right, there we go. I was going to say, any women want any chest tattoos, but that's not really, that's not where we're going here. Just equal opportunity, guys. All right, Moses, hey, thanks for coming by, dude.
Thank you, Steve.
That's the first time I've ever done this.
Yeah.
First time we've ever had this moment of...
I feel like I got to go take a shower now.
Yeah, all right. Moses Foku, everybody, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander. one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Turn left. You have arrived.
Sweet belt. E-reader for textbooks. GPS. HD video cam for lectures. Gamepad. Have you ever considered this? It's got all that and more than 200,000 apps.
Technology to learn and play on the go, only at Verizon. Buy one Droid 3 by Motorola, the thinnest full QWERTY smartphone ever for $199.99 and get another one free.
Guys, healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snap look extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on Earth.
Hey, fellas, I know what we gotta do. We gotta go out here and dominate the full quarter.
Yeah.
Everybody gotta step their game up together. Everybody, let's go.
Forty years. 14,610 days, 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution, all for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
Beaky, I've been wondering.
Yes, sweet?
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple, it's not ice cream.
Sweet. What?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
It's delicious. I'm gonna get some for myself. Gotta fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
Well, we showed you Moses Foku signing Tatman's chest. That was tattoo number 74, I think, that goes on Tatman. Adam Gonzalez from Pepperton on Friday gets this beauty on his chest. Yeah, that's well. If he had a chest, he would look so amazing right now. This is not completed. Of course, it is the old school Eagles logo with the Cowboys helmet. Inspired by Rex Ryan, Adam tells me. Talking trash about the Eagles, right? Right? Rob Ryan talking trash about the Eagles last week. So now, will this be one of many? Will this be one of many? Okay, he's going to get more. So look at that. If you guys have tats that you want to show us and you want to literally show your Eagles pride, please do so. That might be something that Juan Castillo would love to have. So let's throw it over to Juan's press conference right now. Eagles defensive coordinator talking about the attitude that he wants to have kind of embodies Adam's body. Go after it and squash the Cowboys. Let's go over to Juan Castillo now.
Hey, I want to ask you about the depth you have at cornerback. We see you working like Brandon Hughes in with the first nickel and Curtis and everybody, and just how many corners you have that you really like and what that enables you to do.
You know what it is, Ruben, is we're trying to get Nandi also, you know, comfortable with his position at corner. I think there's some things we're going to do, and right now really the first thing is just to get him comfortable with his position. You know, the first day out we just wanted to try some things with him, but we're trying to put him back so he can learn that position. And you see Dominic, the same thing. You know, sometimes he plays outside, sometimes he plays inside, so we have some flexibility with those packages.
You're working a lot of different guys with the first group up front. In secondary, just the opportunity that gives guys to kind of get some reps with the
ball. Well, you know, because of the plays that we're going, and really we have some nice young kids, you know, and the coaches are doing a great job. You know, Coach Coach Reed put together a good defensive staff for me, you know, teachers, guys that can teach and guys that understand how important fundamentals are. I think you see that every day. They work on the same things over and over and over so they become muscle memory so that we can execute them game day.
Yeah. So how valuable is that experience for a young guy to maybe get some reps in the first year?
Oh, you know, I mean, the confidence factor that they get in there with the first group is unbelievable, I think.
How impressed have you been with Anthony Hargrove early on?
Oh, you know, quick twitch. You know, he's an athlete, you know, and boy, he plays with a lot of energy. You can see that. You know, he adds energy to the practice.
Well, can you tell me, explain your whole setup with the safeties to me. It looks like Kurt's playing more free safety, Nate's playing more strong. Body type-wise, I would think they would be the opposite.
Well, you know, that's what it is. It's really interchangeable. You know, it really depends on the coverage, you know, where, all right, which safety you're going to bring down to play in the box. You know, you can do either or, depending on the team and the formation. And then if you're going to play a two-shell, it doesn't really matter which one lines up where, you know. And then, you know, sometimes through injury, I think they all have to be interchangeable and play both positions. And I think we have guys that can do that. You know, right now, I think that there's still some competition out there. Now the real game starts, and then we'll see.
What's your comfort level for number of snaps defensive tackles can take a game? Are you wary of putting them out there too long? Do you have a number where?
There's going to be a system in place, and you know, really don't want to talk about that. I think you'll see some of that on Thursday.
Safeties, are you doing things very, very differently than they were done previously? They talked about being allowed to sort of roam out there and make plays. Did they have tighter coverage responsibilities last year?
I probably added a coverage here or there, you know, where we play a little different, I think. You know, Coach Reed believes, you know, he's on offense, and he shared some things with me about what he felt gave him trouble. Now, I was over there on offense too, but I mean, when Coach Reed speaks to you and tells you, hey, Juan, these are some of the things that I feel give offenses or gives our offense trouble, and these are the things that I would like for you to implement on that side of the ball.
What does Jaquan Jarrett have to learn here? You know, how do you see this fitting in?
Well, I think we have to tackle for us to see Jaquan, you know. I mean, he's a great – I mean, I think you see that in the tackle circuit. He's one of the best form tacklers. He's got very good form. He's explosive. You see his strength in his hips. So I think we're gonna have a nice look at him on Thursday.
What is this game for these rookies who didn't have any mini camps or anything? They're going to be playing Thursday night after just 2 weeks of anything. What's the challenge that faces all your young guys that haven't played before and haven't been on the stage before?
Well, you know, we've really had some. Because of only one practice, I think most of our practices have really been with a lot of energy and very intense against our offense. And then really what the walkthroughs have allowed us to do in the afternoon is to understand our responsibilities and our rules and the concepts that we're trying to teach. So they've been able to get some of that.
Juan, your linebackers, all the attention seems to have gone to your linemen or your secondary. Have you been pretty happy so far with the way they've performed here at camp?
Well, yes. You know, I think the important thing is when you look at players, you know, you look and you say, well, Trent Cole was a sixth-round draft pick, you know, and he's a very good defensive end. Sante Samuels was a fourth-round pick. So now I don't think you have to go out and get free agents like that for them to be players. I think we feel real good about our young kids. They're going to have to develop. Right now they're progressing well. We're going to see where we're at on Thursday, but then we still have – it's a process. I think anytime you get a young kid, it's a process. I think when you got your opportunity and you started, I think it was a process for you. I think that's just in general. That's what happens. But they have to keep getting better.
This was your last real practice before that game Thursday. Given everything that's new, how do you feel about playing a game Thursday?
Well, you know, I don't think anybody really games plans a game. You know, it's more of we'll go in and do the things that we've been practicing and then try to match up their stuff. You know, really they have not watched any tape. You know, we really don't game plan them. So all we want to do is really what it allows us to do is kind of refresh and go through all the coverages and blitzes that we've been practicing, kind of like a little review, really.
How different will this be from the normal first preseason game when you would have had the spring and all that and the free agents would have been signed in the spring? Yeah, will people be able to see a difference, you think, in the quality of play?
You know, maybe assignment-wise, I think, for everybody, because you know, all that, the mini camps and those, you know, the passing camps, you know, you go through all the stuff over and over. So, you know, really you'd be going through it about the third time by now, where really we've only been through it once.
How much of an adjustment is it for Moses to go from Sam to Will, and how has he handled it?
Well, you know what, really, what happens is when you look at that is, really those positions, the way we play it, or, you know, they don't play on the line, so they're interchangeable, because really, when he was at Sam linebacker, if the tight end was flex, it's no different than where he lines up right now if there was a receiver that was flex. And really, everybody has different gap responsibilities depending on the formation or on the front call.
We've seen those three same linebackers kind of with the base defense. Are those spots pretty much solidified, or is there still a lot of competition there also?
I think Coach Reed will tell you that, you know, that's what camp is for competition, you know, and those guys will get their first opportunity, and then the other guys will look at tape and grade them, and then we'll take it from there.
When it comes to evaluating guys, how do you balance or how much more do you weigh the actual preseason games versus what you see out here in practice?
Well, you know what, the games are the real thing, and the thing that's hard about the practice is that we really haven't been able to tackle. But, I mean, you get a feel now. Let's see if all the training carries over to the game.
What are the things Casey Matthews has to, what do you want to see out of him here in the first preseason game?
Well, you know what? I want to see what he's done in practice. I mean, he's really done a great job of handling the huddle, his poise, his composure. You know, I mean, you can see sometimes I'll mess up a word here or there like I did. I mean, you know, and so he's able to put things together. I mean, he does a good job.
Well, I've been asked this earlier, but with your corners, is it still too early in the whole process to get a sense of anything you plan to do with them as far as who's playing the nickel, who's...
Well, you know, yes, Paul. You know, the first day that Nandi came out, we put him at dime just to get a little feel. And really what it was is he needs to learn his position first, because we have a few coverages, and even though coverages are the same, they have different numbers or different names. I think the first red zone that we had, you see, we had a couple of mistakes, probably because it was just different terminology with some of the new guys. And it seemed like we corrected a little better the next time out there. But those are the things. So we want to, it's still too early to see. We know what we want to do, but it's too early to put it out there.
Juan, you know, you said you're not going to, you know, you guys don't game plan very much for these games. But how important is it going to be for you, your first game as a coordinator, working on, you know, calling things during the game and stuff like that?
Well, you know, Coach Reed has really done a good thing for me as far as during practices, we don't script anything. So what's happening is I'm calling the plays, the defenses, really through all the 7-on-7, all the special cat, all team. I just call it from, you know, I'm not looking at a script. We haven't written it down. And then really making it harder because you're running around, and then boom, all of a sudden they tell you the personnel, and you got to go ahead and call it just from what, you know, you should end up learning your own defense. You know, I shouldn't have to look at a sheet to call it. But, you know, I haven't done it in the NFL, so just like all of us, you know, it'll be my first time, and I'll get better every game.
Is there anything you've done on your own, Juan, like outside of the field, just to kind of mentally walk yourself through what it's going to be like with the headset, you know, being there on the sideline?
Well, you know what, Coach Reed put us through that, through the headsets. You know, we've done that about three different times, you know, and, you know, you can look at tape and all that, but I think the best thing that's helped me is on the field, all the special cats, 7-on-7, you know, you're running around, and then all of a sudden they say, okay, it's this personnel, okay, and I don't have much time to think, boom, I give the front and I give the coverage. I think that's the best thing that's helped me, especially running around, because you're so, you know, you're out of, your head hurts, you're tired, you know, so it's really like, bam, bam, you got to call the front and the coverage.
A lot of new players, good talented players, and also no offseason. Building chemistry, is that more of a challenge than maybe a normal training camp with you guys or not?
Well, I think that's up to the leader, you know. It's my job to get them together. You know, we have meetings, you know, at night, and then I always open the meeting. I'm the one that talks to all the guys, and I think it's about talking to them on different days I may talk about a different thing. We talked about fundamentals. We talk about playing fast. We talk about being physical. We talk about taking care of each other. You know, one night, you know, defensive linemen have you say, well, they don't have much on their mind. Well, you know, they go against 300-pound guys every play. So our linebacker stood up, and I said, look in the back. You got to take care of those guys. Sometimes they may not do something because, shit, they're so focused on the offensive player. Take care of them. And that's what it is. You know, we're going to take care of each other, work hard, and be the best.
Kevin, with all the rookies who have gotten reps on the first team this year because of either injury or just because you guys were tinkering, is that something that, as a coaching staff, you guys decided to do because of the lockout canceling mini camps, or do you think going forward this is what you'd like to do more with rookies?
No, I think, you know, what happens is, you know, right now, for the first time, can't take too many reps. You know, you want to make sure people don't get hurt. So you're letting some of the young guys get in there and get some reps. And those young guys are pretty good players too. And it allows them an opportunity to go against the first team so that we can see what they're doing.
Juan, what do you see from Anthony Hargrove? What's he bringing to the team so far?
You know what? A lot of energy. He's a quick twitch. You know, he's very athletic. You know, and you see that. You see athleticism and you see explosion. And man, you were out there the other day. I mean, he's got a lot of fire. He plays with a lot of energy. You know, he's excited to be out there and brings that energy to the rest of the guys.
On the depth chart, we see JP with the ones and Babin with the twos. Is that a spot that's up for grabs? And is there going to be a noticeable difference in the number of snaps anyway between those two?
I think Coach Reed always talks about this, that he'd like to have two groups of linemen in and out and rotate those guys, you know, and keep them fresh so they can – so they can keep attacking.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
Keep pushing. Hey, keep fighting. You're going to step it up.
Everybody working. Now challenge each other.
We want. I'll fight for it. Draw, pull, pull, pull. Hey, draw. Let's go.
They play the main, baby. Let's get him.
The biggest thing about the first play of the drive, we knew the play the night before and we was going deep, we was going to take a shot.
Oh, he's back. And he is looking deep.
This one's called the Deshauninator. If he hits it, he can rename it.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
It's beautiful. It's intelligent. Even genius. But does your network work?
Yes, I can hear you now.
This is America's largest and most reliable network, Verizon, built so you can rule the air.
RICO is the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Visit RICO at www.rico-usa.com.
Well, we get a lot of visitors here at training camp, and one of the more distinguished men to pass through here, former Eagles head coach Dick Vermeil, of course, the head coach of the Eagles team in 1980 that went to Super Bowl 15 and He was also the coach of the team that went to and won a Super Bowl for the St. Louis Giants. I mean, the St. Louis Rams, sorry. Oh, they're right out there. Okay, I was wondering, I was like, who's that? That's not Dick Vermeil. Let's take some phone calls here, 610-758-1921. Let's go to Rocky in Indianapolis. Hey, Rocky.
Hey, Dave, what's going on, man?
That's all good, man. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm super excited for this year. It felt like it took forever this off season, but, oh, man, I'm stoked. I'm watching this training camp live here, and I don't know. How's everybody looking out there? How's the defense looking?
Defense looks really fast. They're blitzing effectively. I like the front four. We're going to show you some workouts here very shortly, some one-on-ones, offensive line, defensive line. Oh, by the way, yeah, that's cool. Keep that up there. Promo code DSpadaro, free shipping today online, so make sure you take advantage of that. I like the defense. I think Juan talked about it. A lot of combinations and coverage, a lot of flexibility with how they use people. I think Casey Matthews has come on really strong. But we're at the point now where we've seen enough of Eagles versus Eagles. It's time to get into Eagles versus another team. So we have an idea of where these players are.
Yeah, do you think Deshaun's coming in today? He's going to practice?
Yeah,
today?
He's here. Well, practice today is a walkthrough. So he's probably physically capable of being a walkthrough participant. And this afternoon there'll be twice the normal media here, which is already substantial, to get to Deshaun Jackson. And I don't know if he's going to talk to the media, but he is here. He is on campus.
All right. Well, I just wanted to call in and give my shout out that I'm freaking stoked about this season. And I look forward to talking to you later on in the season, man. Hopefully we're Super Bowl or bust this year.
Well, hopefully there's no bust. Thanks, Rocky. Really good story on SI.com today. Peter King's Monday Morning Quarterback talking about the Eagles and the strategy and how this year the Eagles certainly loaded up with the roster, but they have not tied up money for future years. So if anybody thinks this is a one-and-done situation, not the case at all. And according to what Peter King wrote, the Eagles still have $7 million under the salary cap. They'll restructure Michael Vick and get a long-term deal done with him. So there's plenty of money to get Vick, Deshaun Jackson, you know, those kinds of players signed to long-term deals. So I know everybody's really worried about Deshaun, and I understand, but it'll work itself out. It'll work itself out. Daryl in D.C. joins us. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Question for you. Mm-hmm. So far, I know, I mean, we haven't done too much as far as competition with other teams, but as far as practice, who's been the rookie that's caught your eye so far?
Well, I mean, obviously you watch Casey Matthews every play because he's the starting middle linebacker. Danny Watkins, the first couple of days, really rough here. When they would go to combinations, when it wasn't just one-on-one, it was working some games up front, some stunts, some loops. He really struggled. He's come a long way in a week. You see the great ability that he has. Jason Kelsey getting a lot of reps at the starting center position. And I'll tell you, the last few days, Alex Henry plays kicker. I think today I counted 6 of 6 from between 40 and 50 yards.
Wow.
And again, the lights aren't bright here. It's not, there's not 65,000 people here. We're not on national television. He's kicking the ball great. We'll see how he does when the games begin. Big leg, love him. And I got to tell you, I'm shocked, Daryl. I think I sat here a couple of weeks ago and said, don't expect a lot from the draft picks because the rookie class, there's just not enough time to get them up to speed. And then all of a sudden, the Eagles throw all these guys in there, and they've done very well. So it's a promising start for the rookie class.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Well, I'll be up there to see you guys on Saturday. I'll bring my sister and my nieces up there.
It'll be the final weekend of practice here this weekend. The Eagles tomorrow practices. There's no practice. The Eagles have a day off as Bobby April talks to his specialists, Alex Henry on the left, Chaz Henry in the middle, and John Dornbos with his back to us, Henry and Henry, Henry and Henry. And then Wednesday is a mock game, closed to the public. Thursday, game. Friday, players' day off. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday should be a really good weekend here at the Goodman campus of Lehigh University. Thanks, Daryl.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Let's go back to the practice field, show you some workouts. We talked a little bit about the one-on-ones, offensive line, defensive line. Great, great stuff. Then we're going to meet a special fan on the other side of that. So first, back to the practice field, morning workouts, Eagles O-line against the D-line. Let's get a progress report from your eyes, what you see from the guys up front.
And we've got one-on-ones, Danny Watkins and Tony Hargrove.
Don't get in the drill if you have to grab somebody. Just get the fuck off.
Ray Parker, Ryan Harris. Left side, Daniel Teo and Austin Howard.
Come back, Hassel. Hey, nice work, Teo.
Inside, it's Colin Jenkins, Todd Harriman's. Jamal Jackson against Cedric Thornton. Danny Watkins up, working against Derek Landry. Gonna run this one back.
Press him, hey, don't drop him, just stop. Hey, don't get off of him. Do your thing, man. Do your thing. Do your thing. Ah! Bro! Hey, go, come back!
Ryan Harris, Jason Babin.
Let it go. Let it go, Ryan. Let it go. It's okay. Got it? You can't see what happened.
Ryan, good job.
Hey, go.
Daryl Tapp and King Dunlap.
Come on, D-Tap.
Wait. Hey, go, Tapp.
Go to the towel.
Not the quarterback. Watch the guard, Johnny.
Evan Mathis up against newly acquired favorite.
Don't stay body, buddy. Get down, 62.
Good work in there, Cedric Thornton. Jason Kelsey. Julian Vanderbilt,
yes, sir.
Anthony Hargrove.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Somebody tell him
nice job.
Good
job.
Yes, sir.
Watch.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling, huh?
Gonna run that one again.
Wait. Press him. Just run him. Run him over. Run him over. There you go. All he did was back up. If you have plan, he starts backing up. Go to bull. Jump back.
Philip Hunt, Fanuki Tupu.
Oh. Ben. That's okay. Get another one. How?
Yes, sir.
No, come on.
Come on, Phil. What? What up, Phil?
Run this back.
Come back.
Hey, Julian.
All right, left defensive side, or rather right defensive side. King Dunlap and Trent Cole.
Good job, Trent. Take it all day. That's what you got to add.
There you go, Trent.
Mathis at left guard and Nguyen.
Here you go. Get off of him. That's the way to keep working, Charlie. That's okay. That's all right.
Get off that rock. You're trying to
trying to do it. Got me? You're trying to? I see it. Get out.
Jason Kelce, good.
Get down, tell him.
I like a good job.
Vanderbilt and Thornton.
Lock up, lock up. There you go, there you go. Break away.
They run it back here.
Lock him up, lock him up.
Yes, hop again.
Very nice.
Okay, he's got to make
it.
I like it, I like it.
You know,
like it, I like it, I like it.
Hey, come on. That's okay. Good lesson. Be you. It's all one of them. Wait, wait.
Phillip Hunt and Tapu. Hey,
can't get it one. Hey, when you fail that, run to reverse it, okay? Tito, don't think.
Daniel Teo and Howard.
All right. Get enough.
You should work it. You should work it. You should work it.
Teo and Howard again.
Right hand.
Right hand.
Reynolds and Noonan. AQ Shipley and favorite. Against Hargrove. And the last rep here, Phillip Hunt on two pool.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Using Xfinity Internet, only from Comcast. Stream HD movies and experience your favorite games with blazing fast download speeds. Our fastest yet. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. It's Internet reinvented. With blazing fast speeds and the top-rated Norton security suite, a value of $160. Get this special introductory offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to eibandme.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. Online, on your phone, or in the book. Look for your Super Pages being delivered now.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do?
You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
We are back. Dave Spadaro with you now. We're joined by a very special guest in his 37th year of attending Eagles training camp. Of course, the man to my right, Eagle Joe Brown. Hi, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dave. It's great to be back again.
Wait, one more time. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Dave.
How you doing?
Great. Great to be back again for another summer.
Joe, why do you keep doing it? Tell me about this. What is your motivation to get here every year? You could be laying by the pool for these 2 weeks.
Well, every year now, especially in this day of the salary cap and free agency, there's different scenarios for each team every year. Things can change oftentimes without any apparent rhyme or reason. So there's always new situations cropping up. And there's the main thing with me is I've gotten older. I've come to appreciate more and more the fact that the good times that I have every year and the great memories that I have of these past 37 years are all because of the people that I meet. And there's always new people out here every year to meet and greet and get to know. And I think that's what I enjoy as much as anything.
Joe, your reaction to the offseason first, how worried were you during the work stoppage?
I really wasn't concerned about them not having a season. Of course, you heard the inevitable comparisons between this and the NHL lockout. But this was a different situation, whereas in the NHL, they needed a complete economic makeover because the league was in financial tatters. Whereas here, I think what this basically was a tweaking of the existing system. So I really wasn't concerned about them not having a season. What I was concerned about was whether they were going to have any kind of training camp, whether they're going to be up mm-hmm. here at Lehigh or whether they were just going to be at the NovaCare complex for whatever activities they were going to have.
Right, but it all worked out. And
it
here
certainly
you are.
Did.
You excited about all the moves? I know you are.
Very much so. I mean, they've brought in some tremendous people with Cromartie and Asamoah and Cullen Jenkins and Jason Babin. And the thing that's impressive, well, there's two things that are impressive. Number one, how well planned and well thought out this was. This just wasn't throwing money around haphazardly. They brought in some very, very good players here who should make a significant contribution to the team this year. And the other thing I couldn't help thinking, not in the not-too-distant past, you see how the players now are literally flocking to come here. But in, as I say, like let's say 20 years ago, they practically had to beg people to come here. And it just shows how much how far the organization has come since Mr. Lurie has taken over the team and the job that he's done with Joe Banner and Andy Reid and Howie Roseman. It's a first-class organization, and I think the players really want to come here.
Joe, when the Eagles lost to Green Bay in the playoffs, you know, a very disappointing loss, dampened a really quite a great season, remarkable season, a transition year. When the Eagles lost that game, you're spending the next couple of days thinking about 2011. What did you think the Eagles needed personnel-wise to get to the next level, to get over the hump here?
Well, the main thing, of course, was the focus on defense. They've had a pattern develop over the last few years where the pass rush starts out strongly and then fades out as the season seems to progress. And, of course, they had the problems in the secondary. But the main thing is just looking over the stats. Derek Boyko sent me a 75-page press kit with all sorts of statistics from from around the league, the team statistics, the individual player statistics. And, of course, the thing that really jumped out at you, the area where they really need to improve the most, was the red zone TD percentage, 76.7%, which was the worst in the league. And to put that into focus, the league average in that area was 52.6. So, obviously, there had to be a lot of work done in that area. But I was mainly focusing on all levels of the defense, not only the pass rush and the secondary, but also with the linebacking.
Joe, what have you seen from the Eagles in this training camp? What's caught your eye?
The one thing is that I've noticed is the speed on defense. And the thing that I've liked, too, is the watching the new coaches. Jim Washburn, the defensive line. Howard Mudd on the offensive line. And I hate to admit this, but I remember when Howard Mudd played for the 49ers.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, and, of course, Johnny Lynn in the secondary. So they have a new, you know, the three new coaches there. And I think that's a refreshing change because over the years, the operation has been to, you know, promote from within primarily. But they brought some people in from the outside now. And I think that's a good thing as well. While there's something to be said for continuity, I think sometimes a, shall we say, a detached perspective is also a good thing. And I think that's what they've done here with those three new coaches.
We'll see how it all comes together Thursday night. The preseason opener, it's on 6ABC locally. 7:30 is the kickoff. The Baltimore Ravens come to town, Joe. And enjoy the rest of training camp. What can I say? Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Dave. Great
all
being
right.
here.
All right. One of the new guys that you stay right there. One of the new guys you mentioned, new to the Eagles, getting a lot of attention. The plum of the free agent market, Nnamdi Asamoah, limited a little bit by a minor leg injury, spoke to reporters after practice, and feels good.
How have you helped number 10, Deshaun, you know, mentor him through this process of getting back onto the football field?
You know, I actually haven't, you know, I've spoken to him here and there. You know, I haven't really gotten into it. But, you know, obviously he's excited for what we've done with the team and excited for where we can go. But I haven't, you know, I let the business and all that type of stuff, I let the guys handle that.
You know him a little bit. You know, what do you think his mindset is coming back like this?
I think he's excited, you know, definitely. We've been texting and talking, and I know he's excited to get back on the field and do even better than he did last year. So that's where his head is right now as far as what I know. You know, I don't know the other side of it, but I know as far as football, he's definitely excited to get back out.
Thanks, man.
Well, we still don't know if Nnamdi will play on Thursday night. We will see. Eagles have a 2:45 walkthrough today, so he'll be out there as well as everyone, including Deshaun Jackson, who's expected to make his on-field training camp debut at 2:45 today. Let's take some telephone calls. 610-758-1921. Let's go to South Florida, talk to Glenn. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Dave. How you been, buddy?
Doing great, thanks. How are you? Welcome to the season, Glenn.
Yeah, you too, man. Good to speak to you this year.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, you know, I got a question. I don't know. What I want to know is normally Andy Reid runs a really tough camp, a lot of hitting, a lot of injuries. Is there a reason why they're not hitting in camp due to the CBA? Or?
Yeah. Well, no, it's due to the – well, yes, you can only have one practice a day. That's number one. That's because of the CBA. But these players, I think he felt it would be more detrimental to them if they started tackling. They're hitting – they're just not tackling, and he wanted to give them a bit of time to get their bodies ready to be tackled. And I talked to Sal Palantonio today from ESPN, and the only team that he has seen hit, and he's been to a few camps, is the Baltimore Ravens. So it seems, and just reading through all these reports, most of the teams in the league are going through this period of time when they're not tackling. They want to wait till the game. Their bodies just aren't ready for it. You don't just walk in and start tackling.
So it's obviously because of the shortened season or the shortened camp.
And nobody knows where these players' conditioning is, what level the conditioning's at.
So what do you think the tackling's going to be like on Thursday? You think it's going to affect them?
You know, they've worked a lot. What they've done is they've worked a lot on form tackling and technique, which I think is interesting. So they're trying to hammer home the basics in every phase, and when they go live, will the players, you know, have good technique, or will they be holding on for their dear life? Or I think the Ravens are going to come in and run the football and try to pound the defense. So I look forward to seeing how this defense, which we all look at and say, wow, they're really fast, but they're a little bit small, see how they respond to that.
Yeah, it's going to be, man, I'm excited. I can't tell you how. I don't think I've been this pumped for an Eagles season in a long time, man. I just like everything on paper looks solid.
Yeah.
What do you think about Macklin? How does he look? Does he look weak? Or, I mean, have you seen him running around camp at all?
Yeah, I've seen him on the practice field in conditioning drills. Hard to tell. I mean, it's not like he's gaunt or anything.
The Eagles are certainly not acting in a way where they're not acting alarmed by it. Everybody's saying the right things that Jeremy's going to come back. So just when is he going to get back in the practice field? I don't have the answer.
Well, I'm just happy to see that Deshaun's in camp. I know they're going to work something out, man. I'm telling you what, you know, with the Phillies playing the way they are and the way it looks like the Eagles might be for a few years, it could be a lot of fun in Philadelphia, man.
Yeah, well, it should be. And listen, the Flyers are no slouches, nor are the Sixers. So Philadelphia sports fans have a lot to cheer about. Glenn, thanks so much.
All right, Dave, later, man.
And we will see you in South Florida in December. Let's go back to the practice field, shall we, Sammy? Wide receivers, defensive backs, one-on-one drills. We like to show these to you. Always good to watch. By the way, today, if you order online today, free shipping. Nope, wrong one. Free shipping using promo code DSpadaro. All right? Order online today, you get free shipping all day. Give it a shot. All right, let's go back to the practice field from the morning. Yeah, we see your hand. Let's go to the practice field, cornerbacks, DBs against the wide receivers.
And we've got one-on-ones here. A little separation there from Jones. Working against Curtis Marsh. Mike Kafka at quarterback. And now it's Vince Young at quarterback, a slant. Calvin drops it. That was Caleb on that previous drop. Now it's Turner up against Page, safety. Nice catch. Jamar Wall in coverage, safety. That was Johnny Lee Higgins on that previous catch. Sorry about that. That's Turner now. Caleb up against Trufant. There you go, there you go. Stay with it. Jason Avant, Dominique Rogers, Cromartie. Good play. Rogers Cromartie getting that right hand in on the slant. Once again, a big play. Jorick Calvin, cornerback against Gerald Jones. Jaquan Jarrett up against Rod Harper. Good coverage there. Great coverage. No way you're going to get that much time to throw. Nice job by Jarrett. It's kind of a strange drill. They're just a little release drill. David Culley, wide receivers coach, showing his young receivers, hey, had a release, and Jason Avant gets a great release there. A little side drill, and that's what they're doing here. This is a release drill to get off of press coverage. So Johnny Lynn wants to teach his defensive backs to press, as Namdi there shuts down Chad Hall. But also, David Culley, who's working the drill, wants his receivers to use their hands. We'll see what Johnny Lee Higgins here. Doesn't use his hands, uses his feet to create space. And really doesn't create space there against Rogers Cromartie.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
It's beautiful. It's intelligent. Even genius. But does your network work?
Yes, I can hear you now.
This is America's largest and most reliable network, Verizon, built so you can rule the air.
Have your attention, I have an announcement. Football is back.
Oh, boy! Hey, Eagles are back! Football's back!
Hey, Trish, football's back.
Football's back, man. Yes.
Forty years, 14,610 days, 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
And it is a Monday. And as the Bengals, led by the lovely Susanna Hoffs, once said, it's just another Manic Monday. Which is interesting because in training camp, every day feels like a Manic Monday. It's just another Manic Monday. Oh, wish it was Sunday. But see, at training camp, everything feels the same. Some headlines for you. Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson reports to training camp, and he will be on the field at 2:45, and I expect everybody here to give him a thunderous ovation. It will just be a walkthrough, so he'll be ready to go. The depth chart released, and you can find it on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we'll look at it in just a moment here. But one of the interesting things, Ryan Harris, your starting right tackle. Thursday night, it's the Eagles hosting the Baltimore Ravens. 7:30 kickoff from Lincoln Financial Field. Make sure you watch it locally on 6ABC. And make sure you take advantage of this promo code DSpadaro. Today only. Online, PhiladelphiaEagles.com. You get free shipping. Cannot beat that. And then, of course, Thursday night, we want you to tune in after the game on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We've got our Rico postgame show. Let's take a look at that Eagles depth chart, shall we? Offensively, not a lot of surprises. Now, let's keep in mind here at right tackle, Winston Justice on the PUP list, so he is not on the official roster and the official depth chart. And I got to tell you, I don't put a ton of stock into this because I know it changes so quickly. Ronnie Brown, the backup running back, Vince Young, the backup quarterback, Celek, Harbor, and Lee at tight end. Jackson, who is in a battle, there's no question about it. Jamal Jackson in a battle with Jason Kelsey for the starting center job. What is interesting about that is Mike McGlynn, who started 15 regular season games last year, Howard Mudd not even listing him on the depth chart at the center position. So there you have the offense. And again, you know, it's just going into the preseason game. On defense, a couple interesting little tidbits here for this Eagles defensive depth chart. Defensive depth chart. Thanks, Sam. I know you're zoning out there. Shaquay Parker remains a starter at left defensive end. Jason Babin, the big-time free agent signing from the Tennessee Titans, is the backup, but they're going to rotate in so much there. And left defensive tackle Mike Patterson remains atop the depth chart, so maybe the Eagles expect him to get back on the football field quickly here. Anthony Hargrove, keep your eyes on him. Starting today, getting a lot of reps. Wouldn't surprise me if he starts at left defensive tackle on Thursday night. Trevor Laws, get on the field. There is a job to be won here. Now, the other thing to note is that strong safety, free safety, very interchangeable here. Nate Allen, a free safety last year,
He is the strong safety now. And Kirk Coleman, starting free safety. And Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie listed as the backup at left cornerback. He's your third cornerback, people. I don't think it matters a ton, though. 6'10", 7'4", 5", 19-21 as you look at special teams here. And no surprises there. Johnny Lee Higgins, your return man. The Henrys and the Henry are your kickers. So there you go. Let's go to St. Louis and talk to Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for keeping us up to date. It's lots of fun.
My pleasure.
Hey, listen, I'm an SC fan, and I think that you're going to be real surprised by Stanley Havili. What's going on with him?
Have not been wowed by Stanley Havili, I'll be honest with you. Have not been wowed.
He just had a hell of a career at SC. Yeah. More of a runner than a blocker, but do you think he can make it on the team?
Yeah, he can make it. He's going to have to be a little bit more physical. He's going to have to be a better technician blocking. I think he had the shoulder injury coming out of SC and then was really hurt by the fact that he didn't get any reps and any mental time in the offense. To me, Owen Schmidt is clearly ahead of him. Now, I could certainly see Stanley Havili playing well in the preseason, earning a practice squad spot, but right now not there. By the way, we're taking a look at these satellite trucks, as I'm sure every local news station will have their sports hit live from Lehigh, and everybody's going to be reporting on DeSean Jackson. So it's Jackson Mania as he reports to training camp. But yeah, Stanley Havili, I want to see him. I think, honestly, Mark, in the preseason games is where he'll have to make his mark, so to speak.
And the practice squad, speaking of that, looks like we're going to have quite a few very, very talented guys on there. How are we going to be able to protect them?
Well, every team's going to be in the same boat. I think you're going to see the practice squad rotate tremendously, constantly. The idea here is that you want to take a look at as many players as you can. You haven't had a chance to do that the whole offseason. There's only one practice a day at training camp, and then you've only got 60 minutes of four preseason games. So how could you possibly get a fair look at everybody? I would not be surprised to see a lot of teams, a lot of players, moving players around. There's a chance you're going to lose some of those guys. No doubt.
Well, Dave, thanks for all the good work. Keep us alert out here in the outer regions. We'll see you when you get here on the first game. It'll be a good one.
I hope you're fired up, too. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Eagles play the St. Louis Rams. How many St. Louis fans will we have there for Eagles, rooting for the Eagles? How many fans, Eagles fans, are in St. Louis? Well, Mark is one of them. I know a couple of others. We need you to get out there. It's going to be a loud, loud dome, and the people in St. Louis think the Rams are a team on the come. It's going to be a tough first game, tough first two games on the road, the Rams and then those high-flying Atlanta Falcons. 610-758-1921. Let's take another call. We'll stay in Philadelphia. Talk to Steven. Hey, Steven.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's going on?
Man, I'm liking our defense this year, man. I don't want to say we're going to go all the way, but, you know, I think we got some big additions. You know, Cromartie, Nnamdi, you know, the linebacker. I like them. I mean, a lot of people say they don't like them, they're young, but I like them. You know, they got growth there. Foku, he did a good job last year, you know. I think we'll do good.
I think, we have to see, Stephen, how they look, because this is just Eagles versus Eagles, and I'm tired of it. I want to see them against another team. But I will say that they do blitz a lot. They are very fast. They match up against any receiving crew in the NFL, but they're also young in spots. So let's see how Casey Matthews does and how these young safeties respond. You know, we look at the safeties. The Eagles are starting 2 second-year men at safety with Jared, a rookie, and Paige, newcomer to the team, as your primary backups.
I like Jared, too.
I like Jared a lot, and I want to see him hit. And I think Juan mentioned that earlier. He's the player that impresses you with the way he plays physically, and they have not tackled here in training camp.
Yeah, can't wait to Thursday, man.
Yes, sir. Make sure you tune in.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you, Steven. All right, let's go to the practice field. Jason Avant has had a great camp, got a lot of reps, and he spoke to the media after the morning practice. Jason Avant talking about the Eagles offense.
him in and not, you know, kill him right off the bat. He's going to have to work his way in. But the thing that he has at his advantage, he has guys that have been in camp already and it can give him a spell. And he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Is it a little tough to get a flow going with the offense, especially the receiving core, considering you guys are missing multiple pieces to the puzzle there?
We'll be fine. We'll be totally fine. I think we got capable guys. Riley's been doing an outstanding job. Chad's come in and do great things for us. And this offense, we spread the ball around, so tight end's going to be a part of it. Running back's going to be a part of it. So it's not a focus on just one guy. I think that when one position is lacking, you know, some stars, the other position has enough stars to pick it up.
Every single day, the reps that Michael Vick is getting this year, full training camp, how much do you think that's going to benefit him in this season?
A lot. Mike is doing a great job. I think that this year will be a great year for Mike. He knows the offense, you know, like the back of his hands. He's making checks, putting us in good plays by himself without the coordinator's help. So I think that's very, very important, understanding the game of football. And he understood it last year, and he's just going to another level. And hopefully, you know, he'll be one of those greats by the time he's done.
How different is it to have him in here for a full camp?
Who are you talking about,
Mike?
It's way different. For me, it's way different. And for the receivers that are coming in, that'll be back soon, it's going to be a big difference because we had him during the season. And during the season, it's the season. You know, training camp is learning chemistry, learning those types of things. We did all our reps last year with Kevin. And, you know, it took us a little while to get adjusted to Mike. And I think that we're adjusted to him, but Mike is becoming a better player, and we have to become a better player with him. And the only way we can do that is be on the field with him.
Jason, as one of the leaders on this team, have you talked to Deshaun at all in the recent days?
Yeah, but I'll keep it. I'll keep I told him some things, but it's not for media stuff. It's for personal friend type stuff.
Do you think he's gonna come in with the right mindset, ready to help this team?
He better. He got to deal with me.
My last question is: Are you excited finally to get a game going, to go out there against someone else other than the defense every day in practice? Come this Thursday night.
Yeah, that'll be fun. It'll be definitely worth it. You know, our corners hold the whole game, so hopefully we can get some. hopefully we can get some guys that don't hold as much.
That's all trash talk from you. You're not usually known for that.
No, it's not. It's not trash talk. I'm just messing with the guy.
You don't find guys better than Jason Avant, Eagles wide receiver. He will start on Thursday night, I'm sure, and get some reps and hopefully catch a few Michael Vick passes before calling it a night and letting the young guys tear it up on the preseason game number one. Let's go to the telephones, talk to Tony in New York. Hey, Tony.
Hey, I thought you were going to say you don't find guys better than Tony from Smithtown.
Well,
I
love you.
Introduction.
I love you, Tony, and I don't. I don't find guys better than Tony in Smithtown.
Really excited about the team. I wanted to talk about something that we haven't heard too much about. How are the kicker and the punter doing?
It's
a huge part of football.
Yeah.
How are they looking?
I've been watching every time Alex Henry is on the field. I think he was 6 of 6 today from between 40 and 48. Big leg makes it by a lot. You know, when he misses, it seems that he hooks it a little bit. I think he's got range of 55 yards, Tony. I mean, they're not giving him that now. I think if he can come in here and consistently make 45 and in, we're all happy for now. Great talent. Great talent. I understand why the Eagles did what they did. And Chaz Henry, he looks good, but he's also inconsistent. And it's not that much different than what Sav usually does in practice. But there is a big, big upside with Chaz Henry, who, by the way, is doing a great job holding. And look, the way I look at it, Tony, unless there is a monumental meltdown in the preseason games, the Eagles are going with these two kickers, rookie kickers, for the first time since 1980 when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl. So with Max Runiger and Tony Franklin. So although that's not right because Tony Franklin was a second-year player, I thought, that year. Anyway, they're going with them. There's not even any other competition in camp. Now, they can go out and sign veterans before the season starts if they need to, but unless there is a meltdown of epic proportions, those two kickers are going to make this football team. And they're both really impressive kids.
As you know, I'm a huge fan, and I trust everything that Andy and the front office does. It is an odd chemistry to have a team that is so loaded, and everybody's thinking they're going to go into the playoffs and make a deep playoff run, and two positions, at punter and kicker, are so valuable that trusting these guys, it's a...
And they're also, here, Tony, they're also trusting Bobby April to coach up these kids and to make sure they are right and to make sure that they're maximizing every bit of practice time and they're working on the technique and they're getting one-on-one coaching from Bobby. So I agree with you. They're putting a lot of trust in young kickers, but they're also putting a lot of trust in Bobby April.
Dave, I'll be listening every day. I try to get through. You're a busy man these days. The phone lines are burning up. But as usual, you're doing a great job. And I can't wait to see the Eagles on Thursday.
All right, Tony. Thank you, my man.
Thank you, bro.
Thanks for the kind words. Tony from Smithtown, 610-758-1921. The telephone number. Eagles will be out this afternoon. And DeSean Jackson expected to make his training camp debut in the walkthrough. Today, if you order online, promo code DSpadaro. Free shipping today online all day. Today only on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, but it's going to be a bit of a zoo this afternoon. The media will be all over number 10. Joe in Northeast Philly joins us. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dave. It's exciting to be an Eagles fan.
Yes, it is. Are everybody feeling better now that DeSean is here and we can talk about what's here and instead of what's not here?
Yeah. Listen, good. I got three questions.
Okay.
First question is, why did we sign Vince Young to only a one-year contract?
I think that's what he wanted.
Oh, that's what he wanted. Because if he does well, then we'll lose him the next year.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't, not necessarily, but likely, yes. I think Vince Young sees it as, look, give me a year, let me learn a lot. I mean, you look at him out here in practice, he is so technically flawed compared to what the Eagles have here with Vic and with Kafka. They're breaking him down every day. Footwork, slot position, how you the ball comes out of your hands. I mean, it's just he's not there. Vince Young, to me, is somebody who he would drop back, take a look around, and start running. I mean, it's really not that much different than what Randall was in his early days. So hopefully Vince is receptive to the coaching he's going to get here, and he's going to become a much better quarterback.
Yeah, but will he stay?
No, he's not. He wants to be a starter in the NFL. He knows that Michael Vick is the long-term person here, long-term quarterback here.
Right.
You know, you're not getting
a learning process for him, and after we teach him how to be a good quarterback, he's gone.
Absolutely, Joe. But listen, here's the deal. He's a two-time Pro Bowl player. He's won a lot of football games, a national championship at Texas. You think he really wants to stay around for 2 years? Certainly, it can change. It changed for Vic. Vic was in a bit of a different situation, though.
Right.
So, I mean, Vic knew after year one the Eagles were going to trade Donovan McNabb, so his competition was going to be Kevin Cobb. Kevin Cobb, as much as we all like Kevin Cobb, wasn't a number one overall draft pick like Michael Vick.
Right.
But Vince Young comes in here. He knows he's playing behind a potential MVP candidate.
Yeah. Okay, and the other question is, how's Ingram doing?
I like what Ingram's doing, actually. I think he's running better than I've seen him since his first year here, since his first minicamp here. Is that going to be – now he's,
he was going to be a good – tight end, but he got hurt.
Yeah, and he's fourth on the depth chart now. So Cornelius Ingram makes this team if he is lights out in the preseason, if he shows that he can run, that he can beat out Clay Harbor, and really Donald Lee as well.
Right. And my third question is, your training camp live, your previous broadcast, I can't seem to get them up because I've heard parts of them and I wanted to hear the whole thing again.
Well, where are you trying to access them? On the site or on iTunes? See,
no, on the site.
Yeah, don't do it on the site. They're not supposed to be there.
They
don't.
How do I get them?
You go to iTunes, or you can go to the podcast page in our site and do the search that way.
Podcast? But,
yeah. Now these are the audio archives. Now the video archives. We would love to show you all this practice footage and archive it, but the paranoia in the NFL is such that the Eagles believe that the coaches of the Atlanta Falcons could be watching the one-on-one drills and scouting that way and poaching some players, and it's what we had to give up.
But this year you won't.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't do a lot. We didn't archive the show last year either.
Oh no.
Video wise, we can't. We can't. We're not allowed to.
Okay.
We will back at NovaCare, but not here.
So I go to Podcast.
Yes, podcast in the multimedia section, and then copy that link. It's very, very, yeah, it's very simple. Copy the link into iTunes, and you should be able to. You should be able to. Now, your iPod is not more than 2 years old, right? Is it an old iPod?
Yeah.
That's a difficult. Audio is fine. Okay, the audio will work. Do it, and Joe, let me know on that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to hear. If you guys have problems, thanks for the call, Joe. If you guys have problems with the site, jump on the message boards, go into Ask Dave Spadaro, and I go and look there every day, and I look for any problems that you have. You know, we're on the NFL platform now. It's a totally different animal. So we want this to be a great experience for you. Anything that doesn't work, let me know. But when you let me know, what browser are you using? What connection speed are you at? Where are you trying to access? Be as specific as possible. The more information we have, the more we can help you. All right, Nate Allen listed as the first team strong safety after playing free safety last year. He's a strong safety now. I don't think it matters a whole lot. The point is he's back to being healthy after tearing that patellar tendon last year. Second-year man Nate Allen, he's feeling good about where he is in this Eagles defense.
He's just put in a few new things on defense, and you know, a few new coverages, a few new blitzes. But you know, he's kind of simplified everything and made it to where we can not think as much and just fly around.
Do you think that it's going to be a challenge for him in a game situation to call defenses, which he's never done before, to make the game in game adjustments that he's not?
No, not at all. Because I mean, he's been around football a long time, you know, and he's got a lot of great knowledge in defense and. You know, we have a lot of confidence in him.
Just Nate, just talk about getting out there on Thursday night. I don't know exactly how much you're going to play at this point, but how excited are you to get out there on the field?
I'm excited because, I mean, it would be the first time we really go, you know, full go. And, you know, it would be a good test to see how I feel. And I'm excited, looking forward to it.
I was just saying, do you anticipate them pulling back at all whatsoever, or do you feel like you're going to be full go out there?
Yeah, I'll be full go, but I'm just, you know, I'm not sure how many snaps exactly we'll be playing. But, you know, whatever they give us, we'll be going.
How unusual is it, or how strange is it, with all the new faces there defensively?
I mean, it's different, you know, but I mean, it's, you know, you bring a group of guys together and you start learning together and playing together. You start to get a feel for everything and, you know, you just build chemistry together.
Nate, just talk about with the defensive alignments. How strong is it, or how weird is it that you're now considered the strong safety in the defense as compared to the free?
It's interchangeable, you know, the free safety and the strong safety. It just depends on what side you're on of the field sometimes, but I mean, I played strong safety before, so it's no big adjustment.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
For years, one rivalry has divided a continent. In this showdown, players become legends, and goals are remembered forever. USA, Mexico, age-old rivalry, brand new chapter. Cheer on your national team when the USA faces Mexico, Wednesday, August 10th at Lincoln Financial Field. For tickets, call Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
Using Xfinity Internet, only from Comcast. Stream HD movies and experience your favorite games with blazing fast download speeds. Our fastest yet. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. It's internet reinvented with blazing fast speeds and the top-rated Norton security suite, a value of $160. Get this special introductory offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Don't nobody come in our house and walk on our ears. Don't
nobody do
it.
Everybody better speak their name up today. Everybody. 7-8-3-1-2-3.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, it's tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snapple extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on earth.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Beaky, I've been wondering.
Yes, sweet?
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple, it's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet, what?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
Mmm, it's delicious. I'm gonna get some for myself. Got fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
And we're back as we look at some of the fans assembled here and some of them moving. Get in the shot. Let me see the sign. Oh my gosh. Well, that's clear as day. I love Riley Cooper. Big lips. Big lipstick. Smooch to Riley Cooper. It is a Manic Monday here at training camp, Lehigh University. Thanks, guys. Dressed well. Love it. Yeah. Eagles getting ready for their 2:45 practice, a walkthrough this afternoon. And DeSean Jackson will be here. So we're all going to have a great time. Now, it is a walkthrough, but we're going to be gauging the fan reaction when Jackson comes out, so I expect it to be rousing on this beautiful Monday here at the Goodman campus of Lehigh University. Let's go to the telephones. We are kind of wrapping things up a little bit here. Let's go to Kenny in West Virginia. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
I was wanting to know, McCoy is approving the whole lot. I see y'all know Deshaun Jackson's going to be here today. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I want to know what he's going to do. I'm very excited for this.
Hey, thanks, Kenny. I don't think you're going to see Deshaun do much of anything because it's a walkthrough today. Tomorrow is a player's day off, although I would imagine he'll be here for that. And then Wednesday is the mock game. Thursday is the game. Deshaun will not play in the game. I just can't imagine he plays in the game. That's not official. But he will be here at practice today, and you'll get to see number 10. And then he'll get back on the practice field on Saturday with an eye toward hopefully playing in preseason game number 2 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think right now, though, you know, you just want to get Deshaun in here, find out where his head's at, and then hopefully the Eagles and Deshaun make a long-term pact. Let's go to Virginia Beach and talk to Randy. Hey, Randy.
What's going on, Dave?
Everything's good. Randy, how are you?
All right, yourself, man. First, I just want to give a big shout out to all my Eagles fans out there. You definitely, you know, be dealing with the Redskins down here, so you know, you could definitely have to show love to all my Eagles.
Yeah, well, it's a different, you know, the Redskins are in a way different place, aren't they? Their quarterback's either going to be John Beck or Rex Grossman. you know, Mike Shanahan's in his second year there.
They're in trouble.
It's not a real promising situation, is it?
It's definitely not. You know, two things, Dick. You know, just looking at our schedule, I mean, I'm not saying we have the most difficult of all schedules this year. You know, you have St. Louis.
But see, I think that first week is always really scary. It's always the time when crazy things happen.
Definitely. You know, if we can stay free of injuries, you know, our schedule is not that tough, but I'll take whatever, you know, we can get. You know, so if we can stay free of injuries, you know, I think we can make it, you know, Super Bowl all day, every day.
Injuries are going to be the key. And Randy, thanks for the call. I love what I've seen from this team. I mean, I think they're really fast on defense. And it's been hard to judge the offense because Macklin, Jackson have been out. But if you can get Jackson back here, which the Eagles will today, and get Macklin back on the field, which I don't know when that will be, Winston Justice should soon be on the practice field competing for a spot with Ryan Harris at right tackle. I think Brandon Graham's not that far away. Here's the depth chart, by the way, offensively. Going into the first preseason game, this is what it looks like. Macklin and Jackson. Same starters in the backfield, Schmidt, McCoy, Vic. up front, some differences. Danny Watkins, starter. Jamal Jackson, back to being a starter. Although Jason Kelce has gotten a lot of practice reps with the ones. And what you notice there, where is Mike McGlynn? He's no longer a center. So that's what your offense looks like now. The defense, Babin, Parker, they'll rotate there. Don't worry about that. Phillip Hunt, can't wait to see him in a game. He has been great at practice. The kid who had the big season in the CFL last year. Inside, Mike Patterson remains the starter, although he is not at practice. And Trevor Laws, I think, has to get healthy or he's going to have a tough time making the team. Anthony Hargrove, very, very impressive as a starter. And the rest of your starters there. Yeah, that's a rookie at middle linebacker. And Rogers Cromartie is your third cornerback. Nate Allen now a strong safety, not a free safety, but doesn't seem to matter much in this defense. The specialists, no surprises. Johnny Lee Higgins will handle the return game. The Henrys will handle the kicking game. And John Dornbos is there as well. Let's take one more. Let's one more trip to the interview area. Jason Babin, Eagles free agent signing from the Tennessee Titans, had a chance to speak to the media coming off the practice field this morning. So we'll wrap up our show with this: a little Jason Babin talking defense.
Hey, how excited are you to get back out on the field there wearing that midnight green and get the ovation from the crowd this Thursday night?
I'm really looking forward to it. It's been a quick process because it's only my fourth practice, but we're getting after it and we're trying to get ready for Thursday.
You've been getting amped out on the field. You've been, you know, mixing up with the other guys. It seems like you, more than anyone else, really wants to just get out there and get after the other team. Just talk about how itching you are to make that happen.
Well, a lot of people talk about my success last year as being, it's a fluke and it's not going to happen again. And talk about having a chip on my shoulder. I got an even bigger chip this year. I'm gonna prove everybody that's saying that wrong, and I'm going to do whatever I can to make as many plays and help the team.
After all these years in the league, do you feel like you still have something to prove? As a first-round draft pick, a guy who thrived last year, made the Pro Bowl, do you think there's still a lot for you to prove?
You got to prove yourself every day in this league, because they'll forget real fast.
All righty, there you go. That is the end of our show here. Training Camp Live returns on Saturday at noon. Make sure you tune in to the post-game show following the Eagles-Ravens on Thursday night. The preseason opener is here. 7:30 kickoff live on 6ABC in the Philadelphia area. And we've got a lot to cover here this afternoon. DeSean Jackson in the house. For those who are here, make sure you give him a loud ovation when he gets on the practice field. Number 10 is back as Eagles training camp marches on. Thanks for joining me, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.
Come on, slow starter.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
We gonna get in shape here.
Blue engine, boom.
There you go.
Cadillac, halfback check.
Eagle. Gotta run through that one. Gotta have that one right now.
Come on, it's the ball, baby. Let's go.
There you go. Make a play.
Nice job, baby.
Blue 58.
Step here.
Oh, no. That's why I put him up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.